This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Alabama is college football's national champion for the fourth time in 7 years after Heisman Trophy winner Derrick Henry ran for 158 yards and 3 touchdowns in the Crimson Tide's 45-40 win over Clemson at Glendale, Arizona. The Tigers lost despite Deshaun Watson, who completed 30 of his 47 passes for 405 yards and 4 touchdowns. In the NBA, San Antonio beat Brooklyn 106-79. In the NHL, the Rangers edged Boston 2-1. The Philadelphia Eagles have completed an interview with Tom Coughlin for their coaching vacancy. Coughlin is a 2-time Super Bowl champion who stepped down last week after 12 seasons with the New York Giants. The Eagles have interviewed 6 candidates since firing Chip Kelly on December 29th. The New York Giants have interviewed former Atlanta Falcons coach Mike Smith for their head coaching job. The Giants say Smith met with the team president and general manager yesterday. Smith is the 6th person to interview for the job that opened a week ago. NFL owners are poised to start 2 days of meetings today in Houston to consider relocation to Los Angeles. The Raiders, Rams, and Chargers have petitioned the league to leave their current homes for the nation's second-largest market, which has been without an NFL team since 1994. Yankees manager Joe Girardi says newly acquired left-hander Aroldis Chapman will go into spring training as New York's closer. During an interview on the YES Network, Girardi revealed yesterday that he's choosing the hard-throwing Chapman over Andrew Miller. United States World Cup winning captain Carly Lloyd has won the FIFA Women's World Player of the Year award for 2015. Meanwhile, U.S. Women's National Team coach Jill Ellis has won FIFA's Coach of the Year award for 2015. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.